Sonoma County tourists are spending, in well, they spent in 2016, $2 billion in Sonoma County. On the KSRO Live Line with us is Brad Bollinger, the Grand Poobah of the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
That figure is very striking. $2 billion, up 6% from previous years.
You know, and just across the hill in Napa, it's another $2 billion. And the numbers are quite striking. If you drill down a little bit, in Sonoma County, 1 in 10 jobs is supported by the tourism industry. The same in Napa is probably a little bit higher. It's really become a really foundational industry for our region, the North Bay. So, but why do people come here? They come here mostly to taste wine, and they have a wine country experience. And it happened at our wine conference on April 28th. Tom Klein from Rondé Strong made an incredible case for, you know, continuing to embrace this industry. Unfortunately, agriculture, which has saved Sonoma County and has made Napa a world-class destination, is under attack. And he thinks, in fact, our keynote, Antonio Galani, the wine critic, said, are you guys crazy? He says, you know, anyone would kill to have a, you know, a custom high-end winery in their region. And so we have to get our arms around that, find out what's really going on, and continue to support our wineries, because if we don't, that number will go down, I'll guarantee you.
So that's the great news. I mean, we're making lots of money with the tourism. The high-end wines for the North Coast are going flying off the shelves.
Yes.
But here's the bad news. There's nobody to pick the grapes. You guys have this really interesting story about some of the workers in the region.
Yes, also at that conference, Silverado Investment Management sent Eric Pooler to talk about the labor situation. And in the last 5 years, the average number of available workers has declined by 50%. It's probably going to continue given the current climate. And so they have to find other ways. Mechanization is one, and they're getting, it used to be, you know, to pick your vines with a machine, you know, you wouldn't do that with a premium wine, and that's, the machines have become so sophisticated that that's really no longer an issue, although it's hard to do on hillsides and things like that. So, and then also all kinds of other approaches like sharing workers and et cetera. So, but it is definitely an issue, and there's more. Full-time, year-round workers is another approach that wineries and growers are taking.
You know, Brad, don't you think it's also about Sonoma County's expansion? And by expansion, I mean, look at the number of cycling events that take place here now. Look at the fact that this Saturday, the first ever Ironman triathlon takes place in Santa Rosa. These are the kinds of things that are bringing tourists in by droves, too.
Yes. I mean, that's a big piece of it. Of in Napa County, the number of such meetings and that kind of thing was almost 200 million. So it's a big, big piece. I should mention, too, that later this summer, the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual convention here in Santa Rosa. So that is expected to bring in a few thousand people to the region for that. So it's becoming this really nice place to come and have meetings, and then, you know, to come visit. And I'll just mention one more thing on the wine side. Tom Klein mentioned that the winemaker David Ramey, who's been a very famous winemaker, is trying to do his own winery. He's earned his stripes. He's all about quality, and he's being put through the ringer, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, has spent at least a couple, maybe 3 or 4 years, trying to get this winery going, and it's just being put through the ringer. And, you know, we just have to just stop a second and say, hey, what are we doing here?
And as long as we're talking about tourism and talking about the number of workers here in Sonoma County, we have to briefly mention, Brad, the North Coast Cannabis Industry Conference taking place tomorrow.
That's taking place tomorrow. We have Lori Ajax, the top state regulator, who just came out with some of their regs, I think it was last week. and a lineup of venture capitalists and legal experts and regulatory experts on two panels. That's tomorrow, 7:30 at the Hyatt. And we were kind of bumping along with sign-ups, registrations at, kind of 100, 150, and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it shot up and we're well over 200 attendees. So a good start, and our approach is to discuss the business side of this industry, and we'd love you to join us if you can.
That is going to be tomorrow at the Hyatt, the North Coast Cannabis Industry Conference. Brad, thanks so much for keeping us updated.
You bet.
These are very big and very important stories to this county.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.